bomb trainer position accountabilities, demonstrating commitment to service excellence through application of Strategy 2030, Vision, 5 principles and values, demonstrating sound leadership, innovation, motivation, negotiation and management skills through the application of Leadership Charter, demonstrate sound understanding of Work Health and Safety Act 2012 and Risk Management Standard, ensure all personnel under their control are adequately equipped, trained and directed to perform tasks in a safe manner. Contribute to equal opportunities. Demonstrate sound problem-solving abilities. Assist in development and management of training, equipment and coordination deployment of bomb techs, searchers, SMART and explosive detection dogs. Respond to explosives incidents and provide leadership and supervisory oversight. Provide expert assessments and timely advice to police forward commanders while on scene and on call. Ensure equipment is maintained and operational. Ensure security and confidentiality of intelligence and operations. Liaise with STAR, SRS, training in relation to training and exercises involving bomb techs, searchers or SMART. Represent SAPOL at ANZ CTC. Liaise with external agencies and manufacturers. Liaise with government departments and other organisations identified as high-risk targets. Liaise with external law enforcement to evaluate trends in CBR, explosives handling and terrorism. Network with intelligence agencies and external government or corporate agencies. Develop, coordinate and conduct training exercises for bomb techs. Assist in recruiting, induction and training of new bomb techs. Perform lectures to police or civilians in relation to explosives, CBR and bomb threats. Maintain appropriate records relevant to workplace training and assessment. Contribute to strategies that enhance the profile of bomb response unit techs, searchers and STAR. Conduct inspections and audits of personnel, facilities, equipment and processes to ensure compliance with unit, group and service policies and procedure. Perform other legislated duties and duties as directed by OC, BRU and senior police officers. SAPOL 2030 Vision. Safer communities. SAPOL's vision for 2030 is safer communities. This vision focuses on ensuring that the South Australian community feels safe and secure, recognising SAPOL as a valued contributor to prosperity through prevention, disruption, detection and prosecution of crime, as well as preventing road trauma. SAPOL 2030, 5 principles. Our people, our strength. Prevention first. Community-centred, socially minded. Collaborative partnerships. Technology-enabled policing. Our people, our strengths. Our values underpin everything we do, providing a foundation to achieve our 2030 vision. Prevention first. Take every opportunity to prevent crime, disorder and road trauma. Community-centred, socially minded. Enhancing transparency and engagement to build trust and confidence. Collaborative partnerships. Identify external expertise and build these insights and learnings into our operational and business strategies. Technology-enabled policing. Optimizing the use of technology provides new opportunities for disruption, enforcement, criminal investigation, and prosecution. SAPOL 2030, our values. Service, integrity, leadership, collaboration, courage, respect. Service, committed to service excellence, delivered in a manner that earns the respect of the community. Integrity, consider how our actions be viewed by others and welcome scrutiny. Demonstrate honest and ethical behaviour. Leadership, inspire and motivate others to achieve our shared goals. Collaboration. Accomplish more together. Put the team ahead of our personal success and commit to building its capability. Courage. maintain strength in face of adversity, protecting those who cannot protect themselves, forge new paths and challenge accepted wisdom. Respect. Treat everyone with consistent and inclusive behavior and show concern and compassion when interacting with each other and the community. Leadership Charter, Camp Fame. Conduct. Accept accountability. Model ethical behavior. Promote. Foster teamwork. Are responsive. Model communication. Encourage innovation. Conduct themselves in a fair, firm, and decisive manner. Accept accountability for performance and change. Model and encourage ethical behavior. Promote a customer-focused approach. Foster teamwork and cooperation. Are responsive to the needs, welfare, and safety of others. Model and encourage communication that is clear, frank, and timely. Encourage and reward innovation and initiative. Key points from Work Health and Safety Act 2012. The Work Health and Safety Act 2012 is a comprehensive legislative framework aimed at ensuring the health, safety and welfare of workers and workplaces in South Australia. Primary duty of care. The Act imposes a primary duty of care on persons conducting a business or undertaking, PCBU, to ensure that so far as reasonably practicable, the health and safety of workers while they are at work. This includes providing and maintaining a safe work environment, ensuring safe systems of work, ensuring the safe use, handling and storage of plant structures and substances, providing adequate facilities for the welfare of workers, providing information, training, instruction and supervision. Duty of officers. Officers of a PCBU, such as directors and senior managers, have a duty to exercise due diligence to ensure that the PCBU complies with its duties and obligations. This includes acquiring and keeping up to date knowledge of work, health and safety matters, understanding the nature of the operations of the business and the associated hazards and risks, ensuring that the PCBU has appropriate resources and processes to eliminate or minimize risks, ensuring that the PCBU has appropriate processes for receiving and considering information regarding incidents, hazards and risks, ensuring that the PCBU implements processes for complying with any duty or obligation. Duties of workers. Workers have a duty to take reasonable care for their own health and safety and that of others who may be affected by the actions of their work. They must comply with any reasonable instruction given by the PCBU, cooperate with any reasonable policy or procedure of the PCBU relating to health and safety. The Act requires PCBUs to consult with workers and their representatives on matters relating to health and safety. Health and Safety Representatives, HSRs, are elected by the workers to represent their interests on health and safety matters. The Act provides HSRs with powers and functions, including inspecting the workplace at any time after giving reasonable notice, accompanying a Safe Work SA inspector during an inspection, requesting the establishment of a Health and Safety Committee, issuing provisional improvement notices, PINs, to address safety concerns, directing workers to cease unsafe work when there is a serious risk to health or safety. HSCs, Health and Safety Committees, are established to facilitate cooperation between the PCBU and workers in developing and reviewing health and safety policies and procedures. The Act requires that certain incidents be notified to Safe Work SA immediately, including deaths, serious injuries or illnesses, dangerous incidents that expose individuals to serious risk. Key points from ASNZS ISO 31000 Risk Management Standards. The standards provide a comprehensive framework for managing risks in organisations of all types and sizes. The standard outlines principles, a framework and a process for managing risk. It aims to help organizations achieve their objectives by integrating risk management into all aspects of their activity. Principles of risk management. The standard defines several principles that should be followed to ensure effective risk management. Integration. Risk management should be an integral part of organizational processes. Structured and comprehensive. A structured and comprehensive approach ensures that risk management is consistent and thorough. Customization. Risk management should be tailored to the organization's external and internal context and its risk profile. Inclusive. Involving stakeholders is essential to ensure that risk management considers diverse perspectives and knowledge. Dynamic. Risk management should be adaptable to changes in the organization's environment and risk landscape. Best available information. Decisions should be based on the best available information, including historical data, experience, and expert judgment. Human and cultural factors. Recognizing the influence of human and cultural factors is crucial in risk management. Continual improvement. Organizations should strive for continual improvement in their risk management practices. The standard provides a framework that supports the integration of risk management into the organization's governance, strategy, and planning. The key components of the framework include leadership and commitment. Top management should demonstrate leadership and commitment to risk management. Integration. Risk management should be integrated into the organization's overall governance structure. Design. The risk management framework should be designed to fit the organization's contexts and objectives. Implementation. The framework should be implemented through a risk management plan that outlines roles, responsibilities, and processes. Evaluation. The effectiveness of risk management framework should be regularly evaluated and improved. Improvement. Continuous improvement should be pursued based on the evaluation results. Risk management process. The standard outlines a process for managing risk, which includes the following steps. Communication and consultation. Engaging stakeholders and communicating risk information throughout the process. Scope, context, and criteria. Defining the scope, context, and criteria for risk management activities. Risk assessment. This involves three steps. Risk identification, identifying potential risks that could affect the organization. Risk analysis, analyzing the nature, sources, and potential consequences of identified risks. Risk evaluation, evaluating the significance of the risks to prioritize them for treatment. Risk treatment, selecting and implementing risk treatment options to mitigate or eliminate risks. Monitoring and review. Continuously monitoring and reviewing the risk assessment process and its outcomes. Recording and reporting. Keeping records and reporting risk management activities and outcomes to stakeholders. Legislation. CLCA offences. 83M interpretation. An explosive device means any apparatus, machine, implement or materials used in or apparently intended to be used or adapted for causing or aiding an explosion in or with any explosive substance. Explosive substance means any substance used or manufactured with a view to produce a practical effect by explosion or a pyrotechnic effect and a substance prescribed by regulations. A step in the process means acquiring, storing, transporting, guarding equipment, substances or materials, and providing finance or premises. 83N, explosive device offence. A person who uses an explosive device is guilty of an offence. A person who has possession of an explosive device in a public place without lawful excuse is guilty of an offence. A person who has possession of, supplies, or takes a step in the process of manufacture of an explosive device without lawful excuse is guilty of an offence. 83N, explosive substance, prescribed equipment or instructions. A person who, in suspicious circumstance and without lawful excuse, uses, has possession of, or supplies an explosive substance or prescribed equipment or instructions is guilty of an offence. Suspicious circumstances, reasonable suspicion that the person is intending to cause harm or damage property. 83O, bomb hoaxes. A person who places or sends an article or substance with the intention of inducing a false belief that the article or substance is likely to explode, ignite, or discharge a dangerous or deleterious matter is guilty of an offence. A person in or out of South Australia who makes a false statement or conveys false information to a person with the intention of another person believing that an article or substance that is liable to explode, ignite, or discharge a dangerous or deleterious matter in South Australia is guilty of an offence. Summary Offences Act Powers. 72D, Explosives Offences, Special Powers. A police officer may, at any time, enter and search any premises for the purpose of ascertaining whether a suspected offence against Part 3D, CLCA, is being or has been committed. A police officer may, if reasonably necessary for that purpose, break into or open any part of the premises or anything in or on the premises. For the above purposes, a police officer may require a vehicle, vessel, or aircraft to stop. A police officer may seize any property that may be intended to be used in the offence or may afford evidence of the offence. The commissioner may direct seized property to be destroyed whether or not a person is charged with an offence. Premises in this case means any land, building, structure, vehicle, vessel, or aircraft. 72E, Explosives Offences, Analysis and Evidence. The Commissioner may appoint analysts for the purpose of analysing seized property. In any proceedings for an explosives offence, a statement signed by an analyst stating that an analysis of evidence was conducted will, in the absence of proof to the contrary, be proof of the facts stated. ICCS, Incident Command and Control System, 10 Functions Model. Command and control, take control of the emergency. Safety, ensure a safe working environment. Communication, ensure effective liaison, communication and cooperation. Intelligence, assess the situation, identify risks and share information. Planning, develop and share plans and strategies for all agencies. Operations, implement and monitor an incident action plan. Logistics, ensure effective allocation of resources. Public information, ensure public are adequately informed and warned. Investigation, facilitate investigation of the emergency and review. Recovery, ensure transition from response to recovery. Incident action plan. The resolution of an incident will require a defined plan that clearly states the mission and describes the strategies and tactics to be employed. The plan needs to be clear and concise to facilitate implementation. Delivered in SMEAC format. Situation, mission, execution, admin and logistics, command and control.